Yemen's Iran-backed Houthi rebels have claimed responsibility for launching two attacks on an American aircraft carrier group within 24 hours, in retaliation for U.S. airstrikes that killed at least 53 people in Yemen. The first strike targeted the USS Harry Truman and its accompanying warships in the Red Sea, with the Houthis reportedly launching 18 missiles and a drone. Hours later, they announced a second round of attacks. There was no immediate response from the United States regarding the claims. A Houthi spokesperson issued a statement on Telegram, calling the attacks retaliation for the continued American aggression against our country. The spokesperson added that the strikes were meant to send a clear message to Washington over its military actions in Yemen. The latest escalation follows U.S. airstrikes on Saturday that targeted several sites in Yemen, including a cotton ginning factory in the western region of Hodeidah. According to Houthi reports, the strikes also hit the Galaxy Leader, an Israeli ship seized by the Houthis over a year ago. Washington's airstrikes resulted in the deaths of 53 civilians, including women and children, with 98 others wounded, according to the Houthi Health Ministry. The U.S., which has pledged to continue its strikes until the Houthis cease their attacks on Red Sea shipping routes, has not commented on the civilian casualties. The United States, under President Donald Trump, has vowed to use overwhelming lethal force to target Houthi leaders and prevent future threats to maritime trade. U.S. National Security Advisor Michael Waltz confirmed that the strikes targeted multiple Houthi leaders, eliminating them. In the wake of these attacks, Houthi leader Abdulmalik al-Houthi called for Yemenis to march in defiance of U.S. actions. The Houthis, who control significant portions of Yemen, have framed their attacks as a form of solidarity with Palestinians, particularly over Israel's actions in Gaza. The United Nations has urged both sides to cease military activities in the Red Sea region, as attacks on commercial vessels and warships have disrupted vital shipping routes, with many companies now rerouting their vessels around Africa. In response to the rising tensions, Iran has expressed strong support for the Houthis, with Foreign Minister Abbas Araghchi condemning the U.S. airstrikes as a violation of international law. Iran's Revolutionary Guard commander Hossein Salami warned that any threats to the country would be met with appropriate, decisive, and conclusive responses. The U.S. has launched several rounds of strikes against Houthi targets in Yemen, and Israel has also carried out airstrikes, most recently in December, following missile fire from the Houthis toward Israeli territory. Despite a 2022 ceasefire agreement, the situation remains volatile, with the peace process stalled amidst ongoing military action.